Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda calling from a chilly Buffalo. The snow has finally almost stopped. This is the whole country seems to be in a deep freeze right now. When it's 30 degrees in in Key West, Florida, you know it's cold all over the country. But welcome everyone. We'll warm up a Saturday morning with cheerful thoughts and information, and just come out of it. I mispronounce that word all the time, but just a wonderful get together. This is the Coach's Call, the Hope Collection, brought to you by Optimize My Life. And I just want to take a moment and welcome everyone, if you're listening live or if you're listening to the archived show. These calls are Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday, it's at noon, and it's different topics every day. The Saturday morning call is kind of a wrap-up call and kind of a sharing of information call. So we encourage everyone to listen in and participate on the Saturday call also. The one thing I do want to do is introduce the president of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton. He is he has so many exciting things that the Hope Collection is involved in right now. He is on so many Zoom calls and conference calls, and it's really amazing all the things that the Hope Collection is getting involved in. So, Ron, if you want to take a moment and just give a little overview of some of the things that the Hope Collection is involved in, and let people know that there's a place for everyone. There's so many things going on. People can join in or at least support it, you know, in so many ways. So, Ron, you want to take a moment to talk about the new Hope Collection?
Well, certainly. And first thing I'd like to do is welcome everyone on board who's on the show this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It is February, I'm going to guess, the 5th today.
Yep.
Excuse me. I'm still getting my engine running here. I went and went through the car wash this morning, and I didn't have any, you know how they spinners, they tell you now they have spinless, and they don't have the rotors going around your body anymore, so you got to scrub yourself down. I know it's more than you wanted to know, but it did wake me up to enough to do the call this morning. What I'm excited about is just what Linda said. The Hope Collection 2022 is moving forward, and what we're moving forward with, I'll bring everybody up to an update. Gary Helfenstein is heading up the rejuvenation, updating, and reorganization of our website. And he now is getting all the different different tools and information. It's funny, the Hope Collection was designed and developed and expanded over 10 years. So each time there were changes and developments made, sometimes it was done with a new service and attached to the Hope Collection. Well, you can't just make a change instantly that takes really a whole pattern and research, and there's companies that have to be honored, and they have to be, some going to be let go, and others are going to be added on service-wise. But Gary's working on that, and we've got more information to be able to do that. It happened yesterday, and so that's in the process. I'm very excited. It's going to take a little bit of time because there's 10 years with the development on the site, and we had 7 websites all connected together. So it's going to take a lot to, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You open up a box of 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle pieces. That's what Gary got handed. And now he's got to put the puzzle together. So he'll be masterfully doing that. And so I just want to bring up the speed on that. Second action, which is on the list of items that I gave out of my vision statement for 2022 to the board and the members, is that we have projects through an organization called Jobonomics. And Chuck Bomer, who was the founder and the leader, he's a former Navy pilot. He's like Captain Len Kane. He was a fighter pilot, decorated Navy pilot. And he's like, I'll tell you what, he's like a ruthless Top Gun. I mean, he was just, Len's like the gentleman. Well, I'm not saying that Chuck is not a gentleman, but I'll tell you what, he's a man of action. And over 13 years, he developed this Jobonomics, which is an incredible, cohesive, excellent economic development plan for counties, villages, towns, all over the United States. And he actually has 55 chapters of Jobonomics operating in some form or another all around the country. And right now, 13 cities actually have active, developing, funded programs. Now, the reason I say that is HOPE has had a lot of projects for a lot of years, but we never had the funding. And Chuck has the ability to connect us. He's in Washington, D.C. Does that tell you something? Because from money that's available, the word is earmarked. In other words, it's money that's been budgeted and locked in place, and all you have to do is file for it, give a justification that's legitimate, and outline it, and your congressman, our senator, can have that money assigned to, like, Jobonomics or the HOPE Collection to do a project. Now, let me describe you projects. We got one. It's an educational project. This one I'm profoundly excited about. Last week, Gary and I met with the board of directors, the founders, and the president of CTI, which is an educational center. They are an established, successful learning school that has two divisions. One is in the traditional craft of welding and electric and carpentry and wiring and water and plumbing and electrical and those kinds of things. They have a training program that, since they've been working and developing this program, 100% of all their students have graduated. They're either veterans or they're adult young people that are looking for getting a career in the skilled arts, and they're getting placement 100% in real careers, job programs.
Oh, goodness.
Excuse me, and I even pulled the phone away from my ear, my nose, my face. Okay, so that's one. Then the other half of this education center is modern day, we use the term digital academy. And what that means is there is a whole world of just operating on the computer and on the internet, in the web world. And what's really exciting is that the Jobonomics development of the Digital Academy has programs that are operating, as you and I are, and this morning are speaking on Optimize Your Life show. Well, right now, we are going to help them expand this program. We're talking about putting together a fairly large, ultra-modern, cutting-edge building, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But inside this building will be a school that's going to allow the kids that are living in this digital world. I know Gary and Linda Umphreyville, their son, he whizzes around that computer like it's nothing. He even would turn around and put together a whole trip. He's going a month from now. He's going to be in the warm, sunny Orlando, being at Universal Studios. He put a whole trip together from his computer, and he's become so proficient at that. Now he can do it for anybody, but he's doing it for himself first to show, and it kind of surprised even his mom and dad. And I know they're on the show this morning, and I want to congratulate them. And you know, now we're going to have a world of education so that the skills that their son Brian has, he can go back into a school program that allow him to operate and create not a job, but a business, own a business on the internet. And so this program creates 100 new businesses, not jobs, 100 new businesses a month. And how come, now that itself is totally exciting. Because one thing, if you can create a business and you get it working and you have coaching and you get it operating profitably, by owning it, you can create equity. And when you create equity, you can increase the value. And you can either increase the value to a point where maybe you want to sell it someday, or you create it so that you make so much money, it allows you to be free. It allows you not have to go get a 9-to-5, sit in a cubicle job, or go into a factory. That's exciting, guys. Now, to house this building, we're recommending the organization can use a, if they already have, let's say, a school building that's sitting empty, and they can just open the school up. But most kids, I would think most adults, don't want to go sit in a chair, sit in a classroom with a chalkboard in front of it. They would call that archaic, almost dinosaurish. What kids want is a modern, cutting-edge building that's dynamic. When you walk up to it, you see it, and then you drive by it in the community. And you look at it, you say, wow, that's futuristic. That's, wow, that's so neat. What's going on there? It creates an enthusiasm and excitement about the future. Well, one of the company's suppliers, called Scrub, they build a building that, let me share with you who uses this building, the building style. Anybody here on the phone, is there, anybody tell me who Elon Musk is?
He puts spaceships up is one thing. He does a lot of things.
Do you know he's put a car in space?
Really?
Hey, and one of the rockets they put one of the Teslas is in space.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Is it self-driving?
Would you say that's cutting edge?
Yes.
And he is known as he's one of the wealthiest men in the world, but he has one of our Scrub buildings. That's the headquarters for Elon Musk.
Huh.
Guess what Hope is going to be able to deliver to Buffalo, New York, and other places in the country, that kind of a building. And you got to go online. You can go to jobonomics.com, and there's different sections of that. You can look at different proposals. And just when you find Digital Academy, go to it, and then they'll show you the actual operation. Now, what's really cool about this, normally to put up, let's say, a 10,000-square-foot building. By the way, if you go to your local beauty shop, that's usually about 2,000 square foot.
Oh,
so
wow.
So let's say you put up a building. Let's say you put up a building. It's five times the size of that. Well, this building, from the idea, from you and I talking about it, if we had the funding for it, to be up and running in less than 90 days. Normally, a project like that takes 2 to 3 years from idea to being built. So what we've got is an opportunity and a program that's going to cutting-edge speed. We're moving with the speed of lightning, guys. And the end of the year, the Hope Collection is not only going to talk about what we want to do. We're going to be able to talk about what we did. So, Linda, I'm going to turn it back to you again. I got other things to share, but I wanted to, at least I want to let you know about those things to say.
It is really cool. Hey, I just want to welcome a couple people on. If everyone who's joined would like to say hello.
Good morning.
Hello. I'm sorry, Linda. Go ahead.
No,
I just let you know we're here. Hi, artist.
Hi, it's good. It's good to hear your voices. Good to hear the passion. Good to hear the plans for the future. And I'm in between appointments here, but I wanted to connect and let you know that I appreciate Ron and Linda and everyone that's been making things happen for others, because that's what we do, is to reach out to help others. And I just wanted to mention that last evening I was on a webinar of a lot of entrepreneurs and that are very successful and have used the tool that Joel and I used and continue to use to help people become entrepreneurs. And if they have that desire of having more control, and in essence, that's what the Hope Collection does, because if you have that spirit, whether it's that you want a house, and we through the efforts of what's transpiring in Buffalo as well as other places, that we can give you some encouragement and some tools to use so that that could be your house through an entrepreneurial spirit and the different avenues that are available. But last night, it was so powerful to hear the stories of overcoming from people that are just like you and me, just have some passions, have some desires. And, you know, a lot of times when we move forward in a direction that might be new to us, that's when we oftentimes get faced with some struggles. Because we're stepping out of our comfort zone. So it's kind of like testing us to see how strong is that desire? What are we going to let some negativity? Are we going to let some circumstances that are in our, that come up, take us away from that desire? Well, that desire was in that dream or that vision that you have for your self or someone else came from somewhere. It came from a bigger source. And in listening to different people last night, male and female, expressing some of the overcoming challenges that they had, just inspired me, and I'm sure many of the, those listening, to recognize that sometimes, you know, when we are faced with some difficulties, we let the difficulties overtake us instead of us taking charge of the difficulties and moving forward, getting information from mentors that would be helpful for us, or just as a sounding board. And so most of everyone that talked about a mindset, and we have ways to develop a different mindset, because you have to have a different mindset if you're going to be an entrepreneur. You can't, it's not like, oh, I'm going to a 9-to-5 or whatever hours it is that you're going to, and having someone control you, and you have to control yourself. You have to control your time that you have that is available to you. And even many of us, when we were working, found ways even while we were working, whether it was lunch hour or if you had breaks or whatever. I could never understand why, if you had, I mean, I've seen this, and maybe somebody in the workforce can explain it to me, but I see people that get break time to go have, but I could never understand why they can have a break, and those of us that are choosing not to do that don't get a break for sanity or something. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, the mindset and how we use our time and what we do with our time to help build the dream that was put in our minds to begin with. So it's almost like, oh yeah, it was a pipe dream. No, it was not a pipe dream. It was a dream. It was a vision that was given to you specifically to be used to help yourself and to help others. And so if you're not in a reading habit, get in a reading habit if you're on this call, mm-hmm. or if you're talking to anyone that is complaining about anything, ask them what they're reading.
Yes.
What kind
Good
of
point.
Input are you getting? And because everyone that I heard that, and all these speakers last night have overcome challenges because of their mindset. And where did that mindset come from? We all have to change our mindset to move forward. And so I'm just, you know, maybe it's a good exercise for all of us. I know I mentioned this to a group, to have a word for the year that we post to remind us what challenges we have to overcome, but find one word that when you hit a challenge, you can use that word to make you come out of it. I'll tell you, my word is rebound, and there's a reason for that.
Wow.
There's a reason that I need to rebound from things that have happened in my life this last year, and it's also a basketball term. And that engulfs what my husband would want me to do at this point. And so I just wanted to share those words. And if some of you haven't taken access to participate and learn from these entrepreneurs that I listened to last night. I know some on this call were on, but you still can get access by going to the website and by, you know, purchasing a ticket, because we can't do these things live. We used to drive hours. We had our passion was so strong, and now we can do it from our living room, and we let other things get in our way. And so if you're moved to change your mindset and make a difference, listen to these people that are doing just that, because that's where you want to hear, not from somebody that can talk well, but that is doing what they're speaking. And that's what's important. So I'm just so grateful for all of you that have taken a leadership role in many ways. Maybe it's during the week. We have calls every noon. And I know that sometimes we, you know, all of us can't get on, but you can still listen. And I want to thank Linda Umphreyville for passing on the great message of the future for the Hope Collection that Ron gave as the president for this year, and just the vision that the board had put together. And I know that as they meld together, that those brains and the mindsets that are there are going to come up with some great plans to help a lot of people, and that's what it's all about. So thank you for being consistent in making this call available, Linda and Ron. Linda, you always do such a wonderful job of hosting, and Ron's passion always shows through. And also for Gary and Linda, I know, are on here, and they have filled in the gaps for a lot of things, and I just wanted to make sure that if I've forgotten somebody, I'm sorry, but just wanted to say hello, and I'll turn
so
it back over to you, Linda.
Okay, I am so glad to hear your voice. That's just so wonderful because, you know, and that's what we always endeavor for the Saturday morning call especially. Now, it was neat because I was working from home this week because of, we have a little snow here. So I got to listen in on the Thursday and Friday calls, and they're so exciting. But what the Saturday call, I really wanted to have it develop that is the across-the-board sharing of ideas and experiences and questions. If somebody has, you know, hey, I have this situation, what do I do, or how can I help this? You know, and so that's what I endeavor the Saturday morning call. You know, so, you know, it'll be probably, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, up to an hour on a Saturday morning, but you know, and it is growing to be like that. But thank you so much, Artis, for your great words of encouragement, and you know, Gary and Linda, I hear you on there, and so that's just a wonderful. Derek just dropped off, but he's in Tennessee, and he has been coming on some Saturday mornings, and I know during the week also. And so, you know, I just want to welcome everybody, and you know, to encourage others, if you know, to take a couple minutes on a Saturday morning. I know it's not always easy on a Saturday, but you know, we're here to be able to share ideas and you know, share experiences is really the way I always look at it. Go ahead, hon.
Well, first of all, Artis, I want to thank you for the encouragement and thank you for the leadership, because just your being there and knowing that we have, and I have in my, next to me here, I have my source of, besides the Bible, God and my Bible, I have the source of the words of my former mentor. He's still my mentor. He's still my spiritual leader. He's still my best friend. And he wrote in a book everything he read voraciously. And he was on a committee that reviewed and vetted books. And then he created, going back to a program that started out in schools, a scholarship. We used to subscribe to a monthly scholarship magazine. And we got that. It was educational. It was worldwide input. And it's now called Standing Order. And we can still continue to encourage and ask, and they'll have people. They can just call in. They give their credit card, and they will get, once a month, they will get a new book with some information on how they can do that improvement, Armin, so that they can make changes. And every single month there's something in a book that we get that has helped us grow. We wouldn't be here without the history and the building blocks that we got during the program that Joel invented. And so, and it's a tribute to Joel, it's a tribute to you, and it's a tribute to the system that we can make the changes in our life, because, you know, if you're going to make a change, you got to put some input. And we all have belly buttons. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody around you's got an opinion. But how about what you're saying? Learn from people who are doing or have done and proven their thoughts, their systems, their ideas. That's what having a resource, whether it's through blog radio or through the seminars, webinars that are available through BWW and other organizations, we have them available, and we're going to continue. That's a core of what on Saturday morning that we're going to encourage people. Now, speaking of people, one of the challenges that I'm going to put out to everybody is that this week, between now and next Saturday morning, there's somebody that each one of us can invite to come to the show next Saturday morning. And I'm going to ask everybody, and during the week, I'm going to ask everybody on the blog radio show, we will have a designed campaign for a membership campaign that will be coming up here in probably about a month. We'll have it operating. But we are in a growth program to bring more folks aboard so that we can help each other grow and create a spirit of corps that's like in the military when the troops are marching and they come to a bridge, they have to do what's called breaking cadence. Because if they don't, when they march over that bridge, the power of the boots landing on the bridge in unison, the power is multiplied and it literally will knock the bridge down. So what we want to do is create enough troops, enough feet on the ground, hearts in the pot, hearts in the program, that we're going to be able to march and knock some, well, they'll call them bridges, we'll call them roadblocks, and we're going to knock them down. And because we have this tool that Joel invented called Standing Order, and we look for that to grow, artists. I'm sure you, I know you, and however you have it operating, we're so grateful. And I don't know if that's, who is actually handling that? I know you're not sitting down with books and boxes each week or month. Maybe you are. I didn't know that. But I just know that we get a book every month and we just depend on it. Everyone, thank you.
Well, thank you for bringing up the standing order and letting people know, because it's changed our lives. And if someone has the strong desire to do something different, and they have to change their mindset as well. So thank you, Ron, for doing that and mentioning standing order. And anyone can just text me or email me, and I can put them on the list and fill in the blank on anything that they need to know. So with that, I'm going to say, have a great, stay safe. I guess you have lots of snow up there, so be careful if you're on the roads, those of you that are in snow country. and I think the challenge of having someone join each of us next week on this would be a great activity for all of us to do. So thanks for pointing that out too. And with that, I'm going to give somebody else a chance to talk.
Thanks, Ava.
Thanks,
have a blessed weekend.
Yes, you too.
So Gary and Linda, it's so good to hear your voice too. I know we're not that far away, but but through these winter months and with everything going on, we just haven't been together really since I think September when we went to Florida.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy. But it's a beautiful day out there. It is cold, Artis.
But the roads are clear. That's one thing with Buffalo.
Yeah,
you can have, you know, 4 feet of snow, and the next day the roads are just clear. So that's...
Yes, thank God for those clouds.
Yeah.
<They're all laughs> but it's just exciting to hear all that's going on and the jobonomics and different things. We look forward to hearing more about how all that's going to play out and, you know, we can connect to help people for that. That's really neat. So excited for a new year and thinking creatively of people that we can help and what we can do, you know, to work together with the team. So it's good.
Yes, yeah. Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, and
I know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. Linda Umphreyville, do you have any thoughts from what you saw last night?
I was just looking back through my notes.
Sorry, I didn't mean
to. No, that's okay. I'm just thinking, you know, they talked about, you know, selling out, you know, to your dream. And sometimes you see the results later, but you need to, you know, when you're tested, that it's your time to elevate, you know, the testing that we go through, the difficulties can really move us forward. So I think that it was inspiring to hear different people sharing And they did talk about our programming, you know, the things that we read. And they mentioned, several people mentioned about reading and how it changed their lives. You know, sometimes, you know, you just need to replace the old programs with something new. And I think that's so true for me, because we are programmed, a lot of things that we think and the way that we approach things are based on what we're used to and the way that we've, what we've been programmed into our minds from different sources. And so, you know, reading the books and taking time every day to do that is so important. And just staying connected with the team of people that, you know, that are helping us. And I think the one I wrote, the first sentence I wrote down was, see things not as they are, but as they can be, which is true for the hope, you know, giving hope to people, that we need to have a vision of what things can be and then just keep moving forward toward that vision. So it was inspiring, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. So.
Thank you.
It is funny, the not humorous, but odd or funny, the input that so many people get just from TV. And if you, I mean, I do not watch a lot of network TV, but mostly because it's like, and that and like horror movies, it's like you really want that in your mind. Whereas, you know, being, you know, having uplifting and positive information going into your mind, that's what comes out, you know. And again, that, you know, the old garbage in, garbage out type thing, you know. So, and but all we can do is do it ourselves, make sure what we're listening to and watching and hearing, and then encourage others. You know, I know that Ron's very good at handing out books and sharing books and with people, and it's you know, hopefully it, you just always hope if you give somebody anything, you know, even a smile, that it just helps them, and that it, you know, that it makes a difference in their lives. And because the books and the smiles and the information that people have given us has made such a difference in our life. So just to continue that. I know on, when Ron was speaking with Len Kane yesterday on the call, and he was talking about the, you know, just, you know, the least that you could do is give somebody a smile and just ask, you know, how are you? And not just how are you doing, you know, and keep walking, you know. No, actually take an interest in somebody and say, you know, how are you doing? And how, you know, it just that personal touch. Oops, somebody's coming on that. There, okay, I let them on. So that's the one thing I have to be cognizant of, watching the dashboard, so that if somebody comes on, I want to make sure that I can let them on. So, but you know, because it's made such a difference in our life, we want to make sure it's that we can pass that on. By helping people, helping them help people, you know, and that's the name of our game. Excuse me. So, well, I want to thank, you know, I love what Ron said, and that's true. I'm going to do it myself, invite people to the call next Saturday, and remind them that we do have the Hope Calls Monday through Friday, and they're powerful. Oh my, they're powerful. Tuesday I was at the dentist. Ron was actually doing the call from his phone. He got the dashboard on his phone for the first time, and that was really so he didn't have to wonder how he was going to do Tuesday's call. He was able to do it with modern technology, with using the phone. So one thing, it was just kind of funny, but a little off topic, but on the 19th, speaking of using technology, on the 19th, I'm giving Ron a groovy 70s birthday party because he turned 70 on February 19th. But we are, because some people are from a distance and then, you know, with weather and everything, so we are having a Zoom connection. So if, now I can't feed you if you're coming by Zoom, but you know, that I'll send an invitation out with a Zoom link, and so that, you know, so that would be fun, because, you know, Ron had, as a joke, sent it out to a number of people that are out of town. They said, well, we're not really going to come to Buffalo in February, which I don't blame them, but you know, but having that Zoom link, we can just, you know, just share the groovy fun. So even if you're on Zoom, you have to wear love beads, tie-dye shirts, and bell bottoms. I mean, that's just not really, but it would be funny. So, but if you can come over, That would be wonderful too. I don't think we're going to have that many people at the house, maybe 10 people or so, but it will be a fun time.
We got a Zoom link.
What's that?
You got a Zoom link?
Well, I will. I'll get that out. So
you get that out.
We have plenty of time. It's only the fifth, so I'll get that out later. But that's. You know, it would just make it fun. So, well, I'm going to wrap it up for this morning. And, but I'm so glad that Artis, you know, dropped by and to say hello and give us, you know, such wonderful words of encouragement.
Hey, Linda, can I give you a quick call afterwards for just a second?
Oh, of course, definitely.
Linda will only accept long, dragged-out calls.
Ron only knows how to do a long, dragged-out call. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Well, we'll talk to you again during the week and next Saturday. Remember to, you know, try to invite somebody for next Saturday. So we'll sign off for today and have a wonderful week, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.